coach left on the bench at the end of that one. Can you just talk about the nature of the game? You guys kept their year.
Well, I thought that Cam Ward was the difference in that game early because they came out really strong, and he made some really good saves, and then he made some saves that may not show up. You got to watch my video to appreciate how good they were. I thought the we got better after we scored the first one, but then when Pitkin scored that goal, we had a good stretch, got to the 5-on-3, and then kind of lost some jump because of our first 5-on-3, and it was good that those guys got back out there. And I think they just relaxed more than anything else. They just relaxed and made the plays that they saw instead of trying to run set plays. They just used their own instincts. And but a good battle, a good gritty game, and it's good to be able to come on the road and keep a good feeling going.
Does it mean more to beat the Stanley Cup champs?
You know what? I mean, it's important for your team to feel it can play against the league's best. And we haven't had an easy start schedule wise. We played Tampa and Washington, two real strongs at our team in Buffalo, and of course the two with Boston. So yeah, it's important as a measuring stick for your team. And I like the way we competed. I mean, we went 0-2-1 to start the season, and we're still playing pretty darn well. But it's obviously we got some things we need to get better at. But it's important to win games to build confidence.
Were you pleased with the way your guys held their cool position?
Yeah, I were. I think. I mean, and we have to. We have to play a disciplined game of hockey. We don't take a lot of penalties, but we play hard. And we finish checks, and if we got to take some a little bit for the win, then we have to do that. And I was really proud, especially Timmy Gleason, because Timmy's a tough competitor and he can handle himself. But that was for the team, and that's really important in the locker room. It goes a long way because everybody knows how tough Timmy is, and it was a very unselfish play by him, and it certainly secured the win for us.
You called a timeout on the 5-on-3. We're just trying to settle everything. Man. Let's just keep our heads and try to get this thing taken.
That and really – I don't know that the timeout helped that much, but all the stuff that got thrown on the ice really did, because that was a second timeout for you. And it allowed me to keep those guys on the ice and went back in. And actually, Eric Staal wanted to change up a little what we were trying to do, and it worked perfectly. And my message to him was just, relax, because we were tight on the 5-on-3. And those are your best players, or some of your best players, and they can make plays. And what they did.
Just out of curiosity, have you ever been ejected from the
game? Not in the National Hockey League, no.
A couple of the guys talked about being upset with Chara and the fact that he came in from the blue line and after Harrison and all that. Did you have to kind of manage the emotions a little bit? Keep going over the edge?
That's good for our team, though. To get into a game like that, especially if you win it, that those things are going to happen over the course of the year and your tempers flare, and you want to be able to handle it. You got to win the game. At the end of the day, that's the most important piece, however way you do it. And I thought our guys did a pretty good job controlling the game.
Now, what goes through your mind when you see your goaltender standing up to their 6'8 defenseman there? I don't know how good a view you had of it. I have a feeling you had a pretty
I didn't think his gloves were coming off at that instance. But while rumors are that Cam can handle himself, that was not the time to bring that one out of the garage.
And the other